It's the Blood Canvas.
You know, so we live in an era where all these athletes say that they don't look on social media, they don't care what's on the news, but they do.
Pro-black being, you know, just us celebrating us, you know, us being able to, you know, to survive in, you know, such a meager time.
With DCST.
I'm telling you, the reason why the gossip industry, why people love gossip, it goes back to our own insecurities. We love to see the rise and the fall of human beings.
This is a little saying that I like to say, and it's as simple as smart people don't make the same dumb mistake more than once.
Nobody wants to stand up for what's right. Nobody wants to be on the right side of history. They just want to go along for the ride. They literally want to just be a molecule that just floats in a straight line and just doesn't bump anybody or cause any change. You do not want that whatsoever, man.
Yeah, most people don't really care about your teeth, but you kill a dog or two, I don't know, or rape somebody, then yeah. But, you know, cheating though, yeah, nobody really cares.
She let me doo-doo in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I didn't want to go there. You think it's fun to like, huh? You know what I'm saying? She let me do a Cleveland Steamer, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She said we can do it next week. Niggas, you better stand.
Oh, get your ass out the league.
Okay, Nelson, I'ma get it, man.
And now, ECST.
I think I'm in love again. Doo-doo-doo. Thank you very much. What up, ST? How you living, son?
What's going on, EC? How you feeling, baby?
Man, I'm feeling all right, man. I'm all right, all right, all right.
Get us up with that quick Andre 3 stacks real quick.
Yeah, 3 quickie. Yeah, no. Everybody want a new Outkast album, man, but that shit ain't not happening.
Yeah, no, it's not. So
I remember he said, I ain't going to be 40 doing music. I'm like, what's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. You know, another thing is, it kind of helps with, like, the mystique and the prestige Outkast.
Yeah. I was about to say, because Idlewild didn't really do so hot. It wasn't, you know, I guess what everybody was expecting. So, I don't know. I don't think people really count Idlewild as, you know, an album, even though it came off, you know, it was pretty much a soundtrack off their movie. But, yeah, everybody always looks at that, you know, Love Below, Speaker Box, collabo thing, man. It's, you know, like, I don't know. How can they top that, really?
Yeah, that was kind of hard.
Yeah, if I was Andre, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'm good, too.
Hell yeah, man. But, you know, BitBoy, like, nigga, come on. Like, yeah, shit. You know, that nigga, like, man, I'm trying to make some paper out here, man. Shit, I didn't invest my money like you did, nigga. Shit.
I got these baby mamas out here.
Hell yeah, man. There's always one nigga that just don't follow the damn plan and fuck shit up, man. It's always that one, nigga.
But you know, I was thinking, man, like, you never know, because a new Outkast album would probably, you know, it'd probably only be hot for like 2 weeks, you know, because you know how fickle we are today now anyway. It wouldn't be appreciated that much.
Nah, I really wouldn't, man. You gotta think about it. Like, kids of today, man, would they really appreciate it too?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they wouldn't appreciate this shit.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. I don't think, you know, people now would even, you know, take the time to just decipher everything that it is. Because, I mean, so much music is being put out on a weekly basis. Like, we don't even have a chance to really digest it anymore. So,
that is true, man. Like, Crit come out, like, stuff just be piling out, man. You just don't have time. You're right, man. And people really just don't take the time to listen to music, listen to the lyrics, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, jumping from, you know, song to song, especially with these, like, 2 minute, 50 second songs, you know, that's coming out now.
Yeah.
You know, and it ain't saying shit. And people just want a hook, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man. You know, what we want, the artists are giving us, man. So let's demand more from these lean crackheads out here. It is motherfucker. Yeah, but
Man, how was your weekend, man? You doing getting anything?
Man, it was pretty straight. Not really, man. Just got a chance to relax, you know, get ready for a new week. You know, that's pretty much it. And went Christmas shopping today.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? You got some surprises for the family?
Yeah, you know, they should be all right. If they ain't, they be all right.
It's a thought that counts,
nigga. Yeah, pretty much. Man, get out there and, you know, spending all my money on some bullshit for, you know, a holiday that they took away from Jesus in the first place.
Hell yeah, man. You know what? It was crazy because I was putting up my, Christmas tree yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like, we've been colonized, and, you know, we just been, you know, ingratiated with American culture.
Yeah.
That we just assumed it is just our culture, and it's really not, man, and it's like a mindfuck.
Yeah.
Like, every year is like a mindfuck, like, man, like, we're celebrating a holiday that's not even really ours.
Yeah.
And it kind of gets to you, dude. Then you try to bring that shit up, like, man, we really shouldn't be celebrating this shit. Like, oh man, we creating this shit, we flipping it on our own, man. Like, all right, then go out there and ask for a business loan, or go out there and ask for shit. That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And see where your bitch ass stands. Then it's crazy how it's crazy, man. History is crazy. Just how I think, man. How we just like conform to all of their culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it just make it just it's crazy, man. I ain't trying to get too dark into it, but you know, I almost couldn't find my Christmas tree. You know what I'm saying? Had to look for that motherfucker for a minute. It's been in the family for a while because you know I don't buy a new Christmas tree every year. I had that same old plastic one that folds up and you know that one that you know you get cuffed to shit so you know the ornaments can stay on that bitch. The hook on the end of that motherfucker.
You didn't even put the ornaments up, nigga.
I put the ornaments on there, but like sometimes I would have like a little hook on top of the ornament. I just had like a little small little O, so I like just forced like the branch through the bitch, and then I like and then I'll just hook the branch up because you know it ain't nothing but like aluminum. I just hook that bitch up, so I got like a curved branch Christmas tree down there in that bitch. That shit funny as hell, man, but. I ain't gonna lie, man. When I was a kid, man, like I told y'all on the Thanksgiving special, man, Christmas is my favorite holiday. Just because I like the festivities. I like being with family. You know what I'm saying? When I was a kid, I did love getting shit. And, like, the years I didn't get stuff, I was pissed. But it was funny, man. This mama videotaped giving her children nothing for Christmas because they were so bad. And then at the end, the mama got her because they was like, you see that gold one over there? That's a special box. Go over there and get it. And then the girl go get the box. And then that shit was empty too. And she was talking about, man, she was like, fuck you, mom. And she was like, that's exactly why y'all didn't get shit for Christmas. And I talk about, it was funny because the son, I guess he was good. He got a whole bunch of shit. The two girls didn't get nothing. So damn. I guess they was out there pussy popping on the handstand.
Yeah.
So they didn't get anything, but. Man, it's funny as hell, dude. But you can't forget what the holiday is about.
Yeah, when your kids being bad, man, shoot, don't reward them by giving them stuff that you know to keep you know forcing that behavior. Shoot, let them learn.
They're gonna just keep doing the shit. Yeah, it's definitely not gonna change. They're gonna just keep doing like, hey, I get an iPhone 10 and a PS4. You know what I'm saying? I cussed my mama out. I stole some
my
shit.
Mama out last Tuesday.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a double up next year. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? The fucking whole humming the song like. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Man, that's all I did, man. I just did some lawn work, man, and put the tree up, and that's about it, man. I ain't really been fucking into shit, man. Really doing nothing. But like I was saying to you earlier, man, it just like I went on a job interview, and I'm like every sister's like hand I shook. I was like, where the ring at, sister? Like, sister, where the ring? And then like half of them weren't half bad, and I'm like, it's a lot of them, like a lot of females at this job. They're like transplants from like New York. A lot of people like transplant from New York, man. They came out here just because, you know, the dollar stretch longer down here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be the opportunities up in New York anyway because, you know, niggas get on jobs. They just don't leave them bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just,
well, you know, New York is cutthroat anyway.
Hell yeah, man. Like, if you don't have that hunter mentality, you need to get the fuck out of that city, man.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you're not going to be making any money.
No.
You're not going to be making any money, but...
Not decent money.
Uh-uh. Nah, you're going to have, like, a side job. I'm talking about, hey, have you heard of such and such tea? This tea works good, help you lose weight, girl. How many can I sign you up for? That kind of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I hate my sisters out here, man, still struggling to find a mate. But, you know, they don't call it gay Atlanta for nothing, man.
Yeah.
They say they don't have the dating pool there. And then, you know, men out here, they ain't ready to settle down when they got so many options down here.
Yeah.
When they can spread their seeds indiscriminately out this bitch, you know what I'm saying? And if you're not really giving them a reason to stay home... You know what I'm saying? Why they gonna stay home? You gotta give them a reason. You can't just be like, I got a job, we could build something together, and I got a vagina. You gotta come up more than just that. And a man should come up more than just that as well.
Of course.
Yeah, man, but it was just kinda sad. And it's crazy too, because I never noticed that kind of shit when I'm out and about.
Yeah.
But it was just glaring. I was like, damn, sister, you too? Damn, sister, you too? I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, shit, but man, you know what I'm saying? We need to get this black love up, man, you know?
And who knows, man? You never know. It might be a situation in which they, you know, might not have the opportunity to go into those interviews with the wedding ring on. Because you never know. They might not get hired because they have a wedding ring on. You know, some of these bosses out here, you know,
they're trying to fuck.
Yeah. So many sexual allegations, you know, going on. They trying to see what they can fill up on if they hire somebody.
Yeah, man. Because it seemed like in Hollywood, If you a dude, if you ain't gotten your boy hole dug in, or if you're a woman, you ain't got your titties rubbed up on,
you
didn't make it in Hollywood, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like it's every day. It got to a point where I've got none of this shit, where I just see it and be like, okay, there's another one.
Yeah. Man,
for real. Because another executive from the show The Chew, he had to resign because of multiple sexual allegations.
Yep.
I ain't even fucking heard the show The Chew. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
I know. It sounded like it could be like some kind of talk show or something like that.
Yeah, it's a talk show that comes on during daytime.
Yeah, okay.
Daytime talk show for females. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, man. So, he got multiple sexual allegations. So, he had to stop. So,
sheesh.
Man, this like, damn. It's like, even if I had all that power and a woman came up in there, I wouldn't be like, let me see them titties.
Yeah.
Let me see them titties. I wouldn't even do that, man. Just people abuse power, not knowing they don't have any power really to begin with, man.
Yeah. I think this whole thing, like just the whole thing this year started with Bill O'Reilly. You know, because at first it was him.
And
I was just watching like how much he settled out of court for, which was, I think, $30 million.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Was that one woman or like all the women?
Just one woman.
Fuck. That was a good lick for her then, man.
Yeah,
shit.
It was. And, you know, ain't no telling what kind of, you know, company she gonna start with her winnings.
Yeah, nigga. Like, that shit.
And I did call her winnings because she was playing the game.
Hell yeah. Hey, because keeping it real, man. Some women do go into... Some of them, not saying, oh, man, I do not condone... I do not whatsoever condone sexual... harassment in the workplace. But some of them do be like, hey man, I'm gonna hit me a good lick and be out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of the con artist women, they making it bad for the women that's out there actually getting touched. And then, man, hold on, man. Hold the fuck on, dude. I watched a Vice interview with people that's gonna vote for Roy Moore.
Yeah.
Down in Alabama.
Yeah.
That shit was fucking scary.
Yeah.
Did you watch that shit?
Look, no, I was watching something totally different. I was watching I was watching 45 down in Pensacola, Florida, telling all them people down there to vote for that nigga, knowing that he was sexually assaulting 14-year-olds.
Yeah, and then listen to this shit. One of the people that said they're going to vote for him, he said, back in that day, if I had a senator that hitting on my kid, I'll be elated. Because back in that time, you could marry at 14.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, stupid stuff.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And then even the guy was like, so if your daughter was the one that got sexually assaulted by Roy Moore, would you be okay with it? He was like, well, I was sitting them both down to see what happened.
Wow.
But I just don't think he actually did that to her. That shit is sick. Yeah. You see how they're standing beside this motherfucker?
They cover for each other, man.
They do cover for each other, man. It's getting to the point where it's always been deranged and fucking sick.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the point where everybody's getting a chance to see it, man. And this shit's fucking dangerous.
Yeah, man.
Because those kind of people are on juries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Finding people guilty of putting them in jail or getting a death sentence, especially minorities.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, it's scary out here, dude. I watched that video twice, and I was just like, this motherfucker's serious. He's like...
Yeah, he is.
He is serious.
Yeah.
About this shit, man, but... We'll see where this rabbit hole goes, man, as far as these sexual allegations, see who else comes down the pipe, but I think everybody that's big is done.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, because... Your time to come out was like, what, like last month?
Yeah.
Really, like, get it in? Because, like, last month, everybody getting in, like, oh, we can speak out now? Oh, he did it. He did it.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many people got to the women that they actually, like, sexually assaulted them and, like, gave them some more hush money.
And so, there's no telling.
No telling, man. So, we might still have some more coming out. Because when you give people hush money, that shit never stops. It has to keep coming.
Yeah.
It has to keep coming, man. But, man, football over the weekend was pretty straight, dog.
Yeah, it was, man. It was kind of good, man, to see, you know, we got college out the way. So, you know, we could focus straight on the NFL.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, man. Pretty good games. Sad to see, you know, Carson Wentz go down, though.
Man, when I saw that shit go down, I was like, oh, they are first round. They are out in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Period. Nick Foles ain't going to do shit for them, dog.
No, he ain't.
He can win himself some money if he took him out with a Super Bowl and won, but he ain't got it in him.
Yeah, he ain't got it in him.
He ain't got it in him, dog. Especially if it's Patriots or the Steelers.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, that's who's going to represent the AFC. It's going to be one of those teams, man. I hate to say it, but that's going to be the AFC representation. I can see a streaky... Seahawks team beating them because they'll click at the right time.
Yeah.
Even though they lost to Jacksonville. I can see Jacksonville beating them. I can see Jacksonville getting to the NFC Championship game, man.
NFC or at AFC? Least.
AFC. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know why I thought the motherfucker was an NFC team. My bad, y'all. My bad. Like, that nigga don't know his football. Yeah, man. Thank you for helping me out on that. Yeah. Shit, they might make it to the divisional round. They're gonna lose in the divisional round.
Yeah,
they're losing the divisional round, but they definitely not make it to the AFC Championship game. Ain't no way in hell, unless somebody go in there and take out Le'Veon Bell knees and Ben knees, then you have a chance. That's what I be doing too, man. I'll be like, man, no hard feelings. Like, what you talking about? Ah! Now, straight for that nigga knee, dog. Especially like an older player, and I'm trying to get me a ring. Because, man, like, that shit comes around, like, once a lifetime, nigga. Like, shit. I'm going to just straight, like, wait till he, like, plants his foot and then, like, dial my head right in that nigga knee. Like, man, I'm trying to get a ring. Fuck this shit. Hut. Yeah! And then when you get up, like, damn, nigga, why you screaming like a bitch? Like, for real, man. Shit, like CTE, that nigga, man. I'm trying to get paid. Fuck that shit. Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast show that comes on every Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services, which are iTunes, YouTube, Audio Mac, and Stitcher.
Yep.
And you can also find us on your favorite social media sites, which is at Blank Canvas ECST on Twitter. Also on Instagram at Blake Kim's ECST and Facebook as well. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
Man, ST, man, dog, please tell me what's going on with Chris Bosh and his mama, man. This shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, apparently Chris Bosh's mom's house got raided by the FBI. I guess they I don't know. Apparently, she's been doing some drug trafficking. And my only question is,
wow,
if you are the mother of Chris Bosh, why in the hell, why is drugs and your name even in the same sentence?
In the point of him playing ball and getting out the hood, is so you won't have to do that?
Yeah, that's, you know, what I would think.
That's fucking wild, dude. Like, yeah. When I saw that shit, I was just like, man, that's got to be a typo, dude.
I have no idea. Like, I don't know. Maybe Chris funded her some money, you know, to start it up. And then,
hey, that would be kind of funny. It was like, hey, mama, like, man, I'm gonna fund you some money, buy a couple of keys.
After that, you on your own.
Hell yeah! If you get caught up in this bitch, don't put my name in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. That shit would be fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, it would.
Man, if that shit gets tracked back to Chris Bosh, that would be insane.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, because he's not playing right now. And, you know.
He's done. Yes. He's done, man.
So, you know, it could be his backup playing.
Could be, because he probably didn't save his money, man. It, like.
Well, nah, he married to that one broad who used to date, like, different celebrities. So, nah, he ain't saving shit.
Hell no. Those kind of women need to rot in hell, nigga. The ones that were like, I'm going to date me a baller. Yeah. It was like, what are you offering? You know what I'm saying?
It's pussy.
Hell yeah. And then, like, this dumb ass, like, that's enough. Shit. That's all I need. You know what I'm saying? And you going to let me chew on you a couple times? Cool. Shit. She's like, yeah, I'm cool with that. Anybody be out here working. Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, I just don't understand, like, unless he cut her off, and he cut her off for good reason,
yeah.
I couldn't see it. I can cut my father off like it ain't nothing, but, like,
I mean, like, she was probably digging in him like Mariah Carey was digging in her ex-fiancé.
Yeah, she probably just, like, kept just coming to him, just kept asking for money, yeah. Kept asking for money, like, left and right. He was just like, man, fuck, I can't do it. I can kind of see that.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, even though that's your mama, you don't want to be broke.
Yeah, you really don't, man. Because, like, I like what Tracy McGrady did. Tracy McGrady literally brought his immediate family into a room,
mm-hmm.
gave them each $100,000. He said, don't ask me for shit. And that was it. I respect the fuck out of that, man. Because, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You get your money up front. You do what you want with this money. After that, don't ask me for shit. Don't ever say I didn't do nothing for you. And that's real talk.
Yeah.
But you know, somebody 5 years down the road, after they done fuck that shit off, be like, man, you done changed, nigga.
You done changed.
You Hollywood now, nigga. Like, what?
You got that right, nigga, to get your ass out of here.
Man, yeah. You know how hard it, man. You know how hard it is to play at a top level like that and be a professional and do that shit night in and night out?
Yeah, and especially with, you know, a career as injury plagued as his. I mean,
yeah, dude.
Tracy McGrady could have been, like, that nigga could have been real. So I can't blame him, dude.
Yeah, him and Grant Hill.
Oh yeah.
They both kind of, you know, injuries kind of, you know, fucked their career over. But yeah, they could have been one of the greats, man. But now he kind of clinging on to him being a Hall of Famer. That's crazy how the NBA doesn't have a separate Hall of Fame. Everything just eloped into one basketball Hall of Fame.
Because you got what, collegiate and pro, I guess.
Yeah, because they have collegiate and pro all in one.
Yeah.
So if they had just like an NBA Hall of Fame, like they have an NFL Hall of Fame, a lot of the niggas that's in there wouldn't be in there. Tracy would not make it.
Probably not. Well, yeah, I don't know. Because that's all we know him from. We don't know him from being in college because he came straight from high school.
Let me see. What was that? What was his stats? Tracy McGrady's stats. Let me see. I don't know, this is all trap, but you know, this is how we do. His whole career, he averaged 19-5-4. So 19 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He had a 43% field goal percentage, 33% behind the arc, 74% free throw percentage.
Damn, how did he get in?
Nigga, that's what I'm saying. Damn. Some sympathy shit.
I think so.
He played for Atlanta for a year.
Yeah.
In 2012, he jumped around.
Jesus.
Toronto, Orlando, Houston. I remember from the Houston years. That was them years that were like, maybe we can get some out of his ass. And then he got injured.
I remember the Orlando years. Those are the years him and Grant Hill were supposed to, you know, come together, be that super team.
And, hell yeah, man.
And win a chip. But it never happened.
Never happened, dude. It's crazy how, man. Crazy how look, one injury, man, can fuck you, dude. Can fuck everything, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's insane. But, yeah, I don't see him as a Hall of Famer. And then at first, you know what? I didn't see Larry Fitzgerald as a Hall of Famer either until I saw he was, like, he like fourth on the list of all-time receptions.
Yeah, he just passed Randy Moss.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, you can get in.
I mean, that man put in work on the field.
He did, man.
So, I mean, you can't deny that. Even though, you know, he don't have his, you know, I guess spectacular accolades, but really, that's not what the game is about anyway. But
really not. It's about accumulating. I guess if you accumulate a lot of stats, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Frank Gore about to be a Hall of Famer.
Who?
Frank Gore.
Frank, how?
That's what I'm saying. Dog, he's top 10 all-time rushing leader.
Jesus.
So he's in.
That's
crazy. You like if you can just, like, so you telling me as long as I can kind of tread water and then make sure I stay starting and I accumulate average stats over the period of time, I could be a potential Hall of Famer? Like, sure.
If you look at Larry Fitzgerald, his is kind of warranted because he did all of that with mediocre quarterbacks.
Until Kurt Warner got there, and then after that, he's just been fucked after that.
Yeah.
He's just been fucked, man. I would have been out. If that was me, I would take a pay cut. I would have went to the Patriots until they won, because eventually they were going to win.
Yeah.
And I would have got out, man. When he signed that long-term contract, I was like, I know you want to get your money, Larry, but you fucked up.
Yeah.
If I was his agent, I'd be like, man, like, you want to win a ring? You want to really win a ring, or you about the money? Don't play me, Larry. I got you.
Yeah.
I want to win a ring. Like, all right, man, let's go to New England, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
One or 2 years, and you just, you know, you'd be part of, you'd be like a cog in the machine and get paid less.
Yeah.
But niggas talk about they want to win and want a ring, and then you see how much they sign for with a particular team.
Yeah.
And nigga Andre Johnson didn't want a ring.
Nope.
That motherfucker just wanted money. Carmelo Anthony doesn't want a ring. He just wants money. Larry Fitzgerald didn't want a ring. He just wants money. Randy Moss he didn't want a ring in his prime. And I'm talking about your prime. I ain't talking about when you know you're on your way out, you jump from team to team.
Yeah.
And Randy got close twice to getting a ring.
Yeah, he
didn't win them. With the 49ers and with the Patriots.
Yeah. Well,
if they went with the Patriots, they should have won that shit, man. Well, that was on a fucking roll.
To be honest, he should have won one with the Vikings, too. But they jacked it off. Losing to the Giants.
What year was that?
What was it? 98 or 99? It was one of them.
Oh yeah. And then they had a chance to get Atlanta too. That's the year the Dirty Birds went.
Yeah, that was prime time, dude. Like that's when, like it was Culpepper, Moss, and Chris Carter.
That was
high
offense, dude.
Highest offense in history at one point.
Yeah, and then, like, I remember Dante Culpepper doing that Get Your Roll On shit. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was hot. That shit was hot back in the day, man.
Yeah, it was, man.
That was that shit back in the day, dude. I wonder what that nigga doing.
Probably, I don't know, sports like casting no or something.
He probably he ain't got no money. He was like, he know how to say. He didn't look like it, dude. I'm like, what's this stuff called, lean? I'm gonna get on this shit. Well, yeah, man. Like, I hope this is all big misunderstanding, man. But that's kind of crazy, dude. That you would get to that point. Let's say, like, my son is like Ezekiel Elliott, and he's just cut me off. I would just start selling drugs.
Yeah, no.
Like nobody gonna know who the fuck you are anyway. Well, she's just too embarrassed to get a job. But people be like, "You Chris Bosh, mama? You working?" Like,
yeah. Probably so, man.
Some people think about that kind of stuff, too. I don't know, man. I don't get it. Man, sometimes you gotta swallow your pride and just, like, get out here and be part of the working man force if you ain't got an idea.
Yeah, or know better enough to, you know, not jack off your son's money.
Yeah, dude. That's fucking crazy, man. But on to more other crazy speculations real quick. The Houston Rockets say they have a legitimate chance to sign LeBron. Yeah, and then it's kind of crazy because people are thinking that, like, LeBron's coming to the Lakers, and, like, Laker Nation is like, man, we don't want him. Mm. Like, people in L.A. like, man, we really don't want LeBron because what LeBron does, which is true, he gonna fuck your cap up once he's on his way out. Fuck your shit all the way up. But you have a chance to get a ring, and that's about it. LeBron won't even guarantee you a ring. He'll guarantee you opportunity. Yeah. And that's more than most. Yeah. So you really can't fault him for that. But real quick question, man. All right. Let's say LeBron win a ring in Cleveland. He win a ring in Cleveland. That gives him 4. And then let's say he go to Houston. He ain't got to come to Lakers. And he rattles off 1 more. He gets 5. Does that make him the GOAT? And his finals record would be like, what would it be? It'll be like 5-1.
5-8, probably.
It'll be like, yeah, 5-8. Is that GOAT status, dog? Is that like LeBron? I want to hear a lot like LeBron's. I want to hear a lot like LeBron's. You know what I'm saying? Would you be like, he's in discussion of being better than MJ?
If he
rounds off 5, because he ain't getting 6. He damn near. He gonna get 4. He gonna get 1 more, but 5 is almost a stretch in my eyes.
If he got 5. I mean, it would be hard not to at least, I guess, put it in discussion, because Magic has 5. So
Kobe got 5 too. So yeah, he above Kobe.
Forgot about Kobe.
People forget about Kobe, man. God damn, they forget about Kobe so quick.
Well, it's just that, you know, honestly, 3 of his don't count because Shaq got the rings. I give all the respect in the world to Kobe, but you know, he know without Shaq he wouldn't, you know, he'd be a 2 ring afterthought. Five would be immaculate, and you know, he would definitely be in the conversation. I just don't know if I think he would be the GOAT of this generation.
Oh yeah, easy. Yeah. Like kids are already saying that they Lonzo Ball said LeBron is our generation MJ.
Yeah.
Kinda makes sense. So yeah, it's gonna be a generational argument, man.
Yeah, because I mean, you think about it, man, like it's hard to, you know. But I think the only argument that LeBron has that could at least make you think about him being better than Jordan is the fact that he can do so much more better than Jordan. He's a better 3-point shooter.
He's an all around player than than MJ.
Yeah.
But who would you rather, if you were starting a team? And both of them were in their prime. Who would you take?
In their prime, I'm taking LeBron because Jordan.
Oh God, blasphemy!
because Jordan, he couldn't shoot. He couldn't shoot threes. He couldn't shoot threes until later in his career. So if I need firepower on the outside, like, and you already know Jordan gonna have the ball 98% of the time.
It's a good hand, son.
Yeah. So I know if LeBron's not shooting the 3, he gonna get the ball to somebody who can't shoot the 3. So, yeah.
All right. So okay. So let's say.
And right, LeBron's so LeBron, a better philanthropist than that nigga.
Oh yeah, LeBron went on that shit. Shit. LeBron wins on that. As far as like GOAT, when it comes to that shit, LeBron the GOAT over MJ. MJ doesn't give a fuck about people compared to LeBron. LeBron the GOAT. LeBron my GOAT in that shit because he put his money where his mouth is. He's taking care of them kids.
It was funny. Real quick. It was funny. They were talking about who has the heart of Carolina, because you know both MJ and Cam Newton live in North Carolina. And the guy said, oh, it's definitely Cam, because Cam got the heart of the people.
Yeah, because Cam does do, he does a lot of philanthropy work, and he has done a lot of community service as well.
Yeah, the kids love and, Cam.
Yeah, not he don't do it just during the holidays either. He do it a lot. So, yeah. Even though he be wearing that weird shit, trying to like be like the, you know, Russell Westbrook of the NFL, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing, but.
Yeah.
All right, this three-man squad, who will win more rings? All right, LeBron, KD, and Boogie. MJ, Kobe, and Shaq in his prime. Who will win more? Who will win more rings?
I got to go with MJ, Shaq, and Kobe. Yeah.
It's only because of Shaq, isn't it?
No. Well, it has to be. Because Kobe and MJ going to cancel each other out. They're going to be arguing over who gets the... Well, it might be Shaq, too. Because, you know, he going to want the ball, too.
They'll figure that shit out once they get in their ass. Like, if they were getting embarrassed on the court, they'll figure that shit out. But at first, they really gonna be like, "Man, nah, nigga, it's my ball.
it's my ball. It's my ball. Give me my ball."
But yeah, cause like LeBron will make the smart basketball play, man. I'm telling you, man. History is gonna change over time.
Yeah,
we're gonna get to the point where we die out, and this generation is gonna speak up for LeBron. LeBron will become like a fucking deity, just like. He'll become a deity just like MJ, man. He's going to have his own little dunk statue in the front of the queue.
Yeah.
And it's going to be his little signature dunk, man. It's coming. It's coming to that point. If he could just rattle off. If he could rattle off two more. No. Rattle off two more. At least two more. That'll be enough.
Okay.
Because he's getting up there.
I say one to do it. One more. Wow. Cleveland.
Wow, four rings, that's it? He goat?
With Cleveland, nigga. Yes.
Especially if he does beat fully loaded.
Yes, they would go nuts, nigga. They would go nuts.
Oh, yeah, if it's like a fully loaded, if it's like everybody's healthy for the Warriors.
Yeah.
And like nobody's hurt, they have no chance. But if they were found a way to do that shit, like IT gotta come back and like grow 4 inches. And get some defense on them, cause you can't out offense the Warriors, dude. You just can't out offense them, man.
No, you can't.
You can't, dude. If the Cavs win, if somebody knocked me out right now and woke me up in June, when like June, July, when the finals going on,
yeah.
And I see it like da 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 da, and LeBron has won his fourth championship. I'm like, okay, who got injured? Who died? That's something like this. I'm like, ST, like, did KD get injured? Like, did Draymond, you know, take himself out again? Curry ankle explode? What the fuck happened? Because there's no way if all of them playing right that they don't win, man. There's no way you can't beat them 7 games, man.
Yeah. I really don't know.
I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see, man, because, like, it really would add to his legacy and his aura if he could pull this shit out.
Yeah, it would.
It would, dude. If they could just find a way, man. But I can't wait to see Boston versus Cleveland in a playoff, nigga. I can't wait for that shit.
Yeah.
That's gonna be really good. That's gonna be the one. Hopefully that's the Eastern Conference Finals, and it's gonna go at least like 6 games because Boston's gonna get some games.
Yeah, as long as they can stay, as far as the seeding is concerned, as long as they can stay 1 and 2, it'll end up that way.
Yeah. So we'll definitely see, man.
But LeBron to Houston, though, that's kind of a waste.
Yeah, it's a waste and it's a reach. And then the only thing that the reporter said. The only, reach that the Porter has is Chris Paul's there.
Yeah.
Like, man, you gotta, no. And they talk about Chris Paul would have to take a pay cut for LeBron to go there. And Chris Paul getting old. He ain't got time to take no more pay cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can come to L.A., man. I would not want Chris Paul, man. If you say LeBron coming and Chris Paul coming with him, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But there's other rumors talking about LeBron, if he does leave, he bringing Boogie with him.
Mm.
Wherever he go. So it could be PG-13, LeBron, and Boogie on the Lakers.
That might be nice for the squad.
Jesus Christ, that would be awesome. Man, I'd be up in the streets pop-locking, nigga, with my damn Laker hat on, nigga. Shit! And then everybody talk about it. They don't want LeBron to be like, man, let's do LeBron. He's a strong for greatness. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be cutting their hairline back like, LeBron, we match. See, look. But the funniest meme, if you want to get off LeBron for a minute, the funniest meme I ever seen of LeBron was how they were showing the progression of his hairband, his headband.
Yeah.
How far it was getting, like, real was thin, and it got thicker, and then it started getting adjusted, like, further back on his head. Yeah. And then they had, like, one where it said, like, 2020.
So his chin strap.
Hell yeah, they had the headband and, like, a fucking chin strap. He had the headband back yeah. so far.
That wasn't it.
Yeah, but he's admitted that he was going to let it go eventually, man. Yeah. But I don't know why you're holding on to it if you weren't going to let it go now, because
marketability.
Every yeah, man, every commercial he does, he has like a full head of hair, and I'm just like, man, come on, dude, come the fuck on. All right, man, let's get off LeBron, man. Let's let that shit go.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be interesting, man. Like basketball has been, it's been good in the early season as it is. It's been real, real good.
Yeah.
Man, other news, the FBI shuts down an NFL survivor pool that was worth $2.5 million.
Mm.
So federal agents reportedly shut down Ron and Mike's football pool this week, which is among the NFL's biggest survivor pool in existence. There were at least five NFL survivor pools this year under the Ron and Mike's umbrella, and the pools had a stake of at least $2.5 million to the winner.
Jesus.
There's a federal agents who shut the pools down reportedly seized documentation of all the money the website had collected. The pools were run by Ron and Mike, and those who were still alive in the survivor pool were sent following message. Please be advised that Ron and Mike website has been forced to shut down at this time and is unlikely to open again. Because, you know, it's like a gambling.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
It's pretty much like gambling, yeah.
Yeah, that's all we waiting on. You know, as soon as they legalize gambling, man, that's going to be right back up. So I don't even understand what the point of, you know, I guess just to piss people off, you know. And the feds ain't got nothing better to do than, you know, I just keep tabs on, you know, people that, you know, they need to be out here shutting down all these sex offenders. Instead, they out here worrying about people trying to make some money.
Yeah, man, trying to make a living, man. Instead of getting out here slanging drugs and, you know, getting the opioid rate up higher, you know what I'm saying? Killing off people.
Yeah.
But, you know, man, justice, you know, the law out here is fucking backwards, man.
Yeah.
What's out here fucking backwards, dude? But they didn't even say anything about the dudes getting their money back, man. That's the thing. Like, so where the fucking money going? Where the money going?
You know where it's going. In the pockets of them feds, man.
Yeah, man.
That niggas ain't right.
That shit fuck.
They ain't never right. They only do stuff that works out for them. Like,
yeah, dude. And you know what's funny? Because you know somebody probably that works for the feds probably in that pool.
Probably so.
It was like, man, you want to hit a good lick.
That nigga probably went out and was like, you know what, you know, since I ain't gonna make it, I'm gonna go ahead and just end it off everybody.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, man, if I was in that pool, I'd be looking for blood. Like, man, somebody gotta break bread or somebody gotta die. Just, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I was like one of the last people, and I was like, man, telling my girls, and I was like, I left my wife because, you know what I'm saying, I think I'm about to win. You know what I'm saying? Picking up a whole bunch of extra like side hoes and escorts, talking about, yeah, man, we about to be up big. Mm-hmm. And then like everybody come in and sees that shit, I'd be like, man, fuck. Calling my wife back like, please.
Yeah.
I'm just playing, baby.
Well, hopefully you don't make that kind of decision until after you know that you won it.
Yeah. That'd be me like jumping to conclusions. You know what I'm saying? Fucking shit up. Like, man, I won this shit, man. You know what? I was a bit tired of your steaking ass. steak breath ass at night. You know what I'm saying? When I be sleeping, I can smell your stinking breath. You don't suck my dick no more, man. Fuck you, bitch. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I got holes on the side that love slurp my shit up, man. And then you come back with some flowers and, you know what I'm saying, her favorite meal. Like, man, I did playing. You know what I'm saying? April Fool's. Like, man, motherfucking September. Just be like, yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, man. Money will change you, dude.
Yeah.
Money will change you, man. That's like a motherfucker hitting a lottery and being married. They'd be like, you know, I'm through with you. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know what I'm saying? You took some of her money to put, you know, play for a lottery ticket and didn't even tell her. Take some money out of her account to play that shit, man. That shit be fucked. It'd be fucked up.
Here go $5 for your trip.
Here you go, sweet. Yeah. Yeah, for your time. You know what I'm saying? That shit be fucking crazy, but. Yeah, dude. You gotta watch these sites, man. Especially if you wanna bet online anyway, like bet on the offshore. You know, do offshore betting.
Yeah.
Don't do it here in the States, man, because my motherfuckers got this shit tagged. This shit ain't even fucking worth it, man.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got in the news. What else popping? We got a former Facebook exec. You know, he pretty much saying what everybody already know. He talking about you don't realize it, but you are being programmed. And so it says, this is the year everyone, including founding executives, began publicly questioning the impact of social media on our lives. Last month, Facebook first president Sean Parker opened up about his regrets over helping create social media as we know it today. He said, I don't know if I really understood the consequences of what I was saying because of the unintended consequences of a network that grows to 1 billion or 2 billion people, and it literally changed relationships with society with each other, Parker said. God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains.
Mm-hmm.
And then the former vice president, Chamatha, which I can't pronounce his last name because it's just think of it as like it's terroristy. I'm just playing. it's like Papa Hoppa, y'all, or whatever. he said he's also recently expressed his concerns during a recent public discussion at Stanford Graduate School of Business. He worked at Facebook from 2005 to 2011. He told the audience, I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works.
Yeah.
Some of his comments seem to echo Parker's concern. Parker has said that social media creates a social validation feedback loop by giving people a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on your photo or post or whatever. Now, okay, now, y'all. Y'all look in the mirror.
Hmm.
And don't tell me, like, somebody that you like or just you having, like, a tweet online blow up and it don't make you feel good and it shit don't get you nothing.
Yeah.
Because now, all Twitter is now is people making, like, jokes off of pictures, like, subtweeting.
Yeah.
And see if they can get a whole bunch of tweets or retweets. And then, I kid you not, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, after every tweet that blows up, right below that tweet that they did, talking about y'all come hit me up my like follow my SoundCloud, y'all follow me on Instagram, or they was like trying to spit that shit afterwards.
Yeah,
you know we try to do jokes on Twitter. We put we put our feed within that tweet, so you know we gotta do that shit later. You know what I mean? You know we want to step ahead of the game, but that definitely is true, man. Some people just feel like it's a rush, like, it does give a kind of, like, a little validation saying, like, people are noticing me,
yeah.
even though I go through my Twitter feed a lot, and I just see something, I laugh, and I retweet it, but it's just not, like, I'ma come find you, you know what I'm saying, and jack you off or some shit, like, yeah, good job, or some, you know what, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, I was just about to say, at the end of the day, yeah, that's all that matters, man, just, you know, get a quick laugh, and, you know, go on about your business.
Yeah, and if that's your ulterior motive to begin with, and you're not becoming internet famous, then okay, then it's going to be justified.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for people to, you know, hit you up or sign you, or you think you're going to be like the next, like, whatever that dude name is, that black dude name, that has like a catchy name, that was like a Vine sensation. Oh yeah, Vine coming back. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
What happened was, I think when they became public, the stakeholders were like, man, where's revenue coming in? Everybody just pulled out because they weren't bringing in any new revenue.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't flipping their money, so they had to get rid of it. So it was their fault for going public.
Mm.
So that was their mistake. So they shouldn't have gone public, and they probably would have still been around. But, yeah, dude, it's just, you got to kind of get away from it, you know, and be detached from social media, but it's kind of hard with everything connected to it. It's almost like without your cell phone, you're naked now, man.
Yeah,
it has gotten to that point.
Well, I know for me, I don't feel that way. I can So I can put my cell phone down at any time and be all right. You know, of course, my wife hates that. She can't get in contact with me. But other than that, man, yeah, I don't mind putting my junk down and walking away.
Let's say somebody came to you and was like, hey, man, we about to give you a Razer phone, and you can no longer buy a smartphone. Would you be cool with that?
I mean, yeah, I guess. Because I don't really mess with my phone anyway unless I'm on, you know, doing something for the show on Twitter or I'm making mention about something else that somebody else said. I'd be all right.
So, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'd be devastated, y'all.
Like some of my, like, you know, so I guess some of the games I play, you know, on my phone, I'd be kind of, you know, I guess if I don't have nothing to do, then I guess I'd be a little bummed about that. But I think I'd still be all right.
Yeah, man, I would be devastated. Somebody came to me was like, all right, EC, man, I'm gonna need your phone. You can no longer get iPhones. You no longer get anything. I'm gonna just be like, no. No, it'll take some time, man. I ain't gonna lie. It'll take me 6 months to a year to be like, okay, I'm cool with it. Just because, you know, I watch a lot of, like, games on Twitch. And that's the reason why I use my phone, just for, like, watching stuff on Twitch.
Yeah.
I just got into YouTube. I'm kind of late to the game on YouTube. I'm real late to the game on YouTube. I just got into YouTube. And I do get on Twitter, but I can do without Instagram, man. Like, I can do without Instagram, Snapchat, and all that shit. I really can.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do without Twitter, man. I like Twitter a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
because you get your information real quick on Twitter.
Yeah, and there's always something new on Twitter, so.
Yeah, so I would miss it. I'd be like, man, what the motherfuckers talking about now? You know what I'm saying? Or, like, you get news quicker on Twitter, too, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, faster. You get news way quicker on Twitter.
Faster than actual news channels.
Exactly, man. You get sports news quicker. You get all kind of news quicker on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because it's just instant, man. It's changing the game. But we'll see how it is, man, in the next couple years. I can't wait to see what technology is in, like, shit, 5 years.
Mm.
As far as what smartphones are going, as far as, like, AR, or, you know, augmented reality, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where that's going, and AI and all that, man. I can't fucking wait. But, man, you got anything else with news?
No, man, I think I'm spent.
All right, man, let's go ahead and get to the topic.
Let's get it.
Con artist.
Mm.
Rats. Shysters. We're going to talk about these motherfuckers today, man. Like, I think just... We're gonna get to the Keaton Jones thing and his mom and all that. That's what we're talking about con artists today. But
yeah,
I've always thought that the rise of the internet and the GoFundMe era just gave con artists just another way of just operating, man, and making that shit like easy for them, dude.
Yeah. Oh, look at the Red Cross. What's the other joint? St. Jude's or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's too far. Maybe St. Jude's.
Yeah. I'm about to say something because St. Jude's actually does cure kids and their parents have to pay them hospital bills. And so you're like, yeah, fuck you, St. Jude's.
But y'all get my point, though. But, yeah, it's just like things now, man, you got to be careful about, you know.
You gotta be careful about, like, just give your money up, man, because anybody can fabricate anything.
Yeah. Yeah, because people are out there that are just, you know, making a living off of getting your donations, quote unquote.
Hell yeah, man, because I know this one girl, she was just real, talking about, man, help me enjoy my trip to Las Vegas. and she got it funded, man.
Yeah.
Because she looked good. She was a sister too. She looked good, so I ain't gonna even lie. She looked good. So, you know, I didn't donate no money. I never donated any money to a GoFundMe.
I haven't either.
Yeah, period, dude. There's one guy right here. Let's just go up on his GoFundMe page. He says, "Hi, my name is Mr. Roger, that openly gay comedian Like, that's not even an incoherent sentence. And I'm raising money to purchase my own tour bus so I can start going around the world with my talent. Make it truth funny. And then guess how much you're asking for?
Not much.
$100K.
Wow.
Yeah. And he started this in 2015, and he's only got up to $4,000, which is astonishing.
Nigga, go get you a real job. How about that?
And somebody said, $100K tour bus for a starting comedian. Best of luck, but I bet you could get an old school bus for a couple grand. Part of the excitement of the journey. I know, like, man, he's trying to, like, he probably pocket his money. And, like, the joke's on y'all. Hey.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Who wants to, you know, sit in a comedy club and hear you talk about dick jokes all night? Like, yeah, I don't want to hear you talking about you sucking dicks.
I mean, one time I was sucking dick and I just started laughing. I bit his dick off. Ha, 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 ha. Nobody cares. And then, like, unless somebody in there is like, that shit happened to me. Like, and then I'll, like, walk in like, how y'all niggas living? Because that shit happened to me. If I was homosexual, I would kill you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how that shit would fucking go down. Well, yeah, dude. Like, newlyweds talking about help us with our wedding.
Yeah, where your family at?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Wait a minute. This one person asked for $8,000. They got $22,000.
Man.
Well, it's just the con artist, the world we live in, man, where you almost can get away with stuff.
Yeah.
And nobody can even put hands on you.
Yeah. Well, it's just everybody, now, man, we're so, sympathetic, and empathetic with people who may not even, it may not even be a real cause. But if you, look and, act like, everything is in turmoil, then, somehow, some way you'll get a couple, people feel sorry for you and donate their life savings.
So, yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not saying that you shouldn't help people, but get to know who these people are first.
Exactly, man.
Like, find out if that cause is for real. Like, don't just because we have technology, take that opportunity that they're trying to get for, getting money. Don't take that for granted, man. See if it's for real. Like, do some real investigating. Like, or if you feel all that, bad for these people, shoot, go see them or something. Like, if you got all that money to give away, you can go see them and see if they really worth, giving your money to.
Yeah, dude, because, like, the one thing about car artists are they're very charming and they're very nice. Yeah. So if you don't know you're getting one-upped and you're just thinking this person's like, oh, he's so charming, I can really trust him. And this is a case in point, man. They had a commercial. I'll never forget this commercial. It was a commercial for, like, a financial company.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just saying a whole bunch of a whole bunch of buzzwords to the people in there. And he was like, would you, like, let me, invest in, let me take over your portfolio? Yeah. Like, yeah, I really believe in you. And then he's like, you know what?
I'm really a janitor.
Yeah, no, he was like, I'm really a DJ.
Yeah,
he was a DJ, and they showed him like his DJ reel.
Yeah,
he got like a long little beard. They was like, oh my god, I just got swindled. Like, if you have, like, literally, if you have the gift of the gab, you can almost get anything out of anybody, dude.
Yeah, you can.
You gotta have the gift of the gab, man. Another thing that you gotta watch out for with con artists are that they blend in very well to their surroundings.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know somebody for a long time, and then, like, you just see them out in public, and they just, like, blend in too well, and it's getting along too well, and then you ask around, like, how long have you known him or her? And I was like, oh, we just met today. That should be just a sign right there. Like, your light should just go off. Your warning signs should just go off right then and there. Just like, man, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody come up, ask you for money or some shit.
Man.
And it's,
I mean, we see con artists, on the street every day, homeless people or people that you think are homeless that are out, asking for, your money every day. So, and I've never seen so many homeless people on the street in my life since, like, I guess whenever this whole craze started, but 2013 or so.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many homeless people, quote unquote, on the street in my life, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, it's one dude that's right by my house. I kid y'all not, man. This motherfucker begs every day. He begs every day. Without fail. Yeah. He's there.
Yeah.
It's like a fork in the road. He's always there. And then what he does, he begs on one side and he walks to the opposite side. He begs on that side. He does it every single time. I remember one time I was with my sister. She came home. And like, he snuck up on the car, and I saw him. But I didn't say nothing. And then like, he snuck up on the car. She was like, "Man, get the fuck back!" she raised her arm because he scared her. And she like, "Man, get the fuck back!" And he was like, "Oh shit!" And he backed up. Like, man, I was like, "Man, you gotta be, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be, you know, mean to him or whatever. Just don't look at him." She told me, "I'm tired of people." Come on, you know, my sister's just like, she's black and white.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, being in the military, she's very black and white. She was like, "Man, you know, if you ain't working for your shit and you able-bodied, fuck you." That's how she feels. It's like, you able-bodied?
I feel it.
And you're not out here trying to get it? Like, fuck you. That's how she feels, dude. So she don't never get nobody nothing, man. Like, I'll never get that time I was taking the GMAT. And I haven't told the story. I remember that one time I was taking the GMAT. Out in Chattanooga. You know, you laughing because you know the story.
Yeah.
And I took the GMAT, you know what I'm saying? The first time I didn't do well on it, because on the GMAT, anybody that's taking it, they let you know if you did good or not, like right after at the end.
Yeah.
You know, I said, I fucked that shit up. And so I went to the gas station and gassed up my car to head back into Atlanta. And like, as I was getting out, like, as I was pulling up, I saw like a dude like begging. And I was like, "Man, like, man, I ain't got no money. I'm pissed off, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go over here." I kid you not, y'all. I get out of my car. I close my door. I turn around. That motherfucker's in my face. And he says, "I have AIDS. I need help." And when he said that shit, I said, "Fuck!" I was like, "Dude, here's $2, man. Here's $2, dude." Because, like, number one, I was mad because he was in my face. And number two, I was mad because he got the drop on me. I never let people get a drop on me at all.
Yeah.
Because I always try to be on the lookout, especially when I'm out in public, man, because motherfuckers just like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers just like, "Man, he got me, man." So, hey, that's something y'all can do. If y'all out here trying to panhandle, now ease up on somebody, man, and be like, "Hey, man, I got syphilis, man. You know what I'm saying? I need help." You know, or some shit.
That's a good way to get shot, though. So,
yeah. Yeah, dude. He got me, man, because... He got me, dude, because I wasn't ready, man. I was not ready. That shit pissed me off, dude. I was like, I said, fuck. And people, like, looked at me, and I like, looked around, and I was like, "Man, God damn it." And he got me, man. He got me for $2. And I was so pissed off, dude, especially after I, man, fucked that GMAT over. Because the funny thing about a GMAT is, like, while you're taking that bitch, if you get a question wrong... The question gets easier. If you get one right, it gets progressively harder. And so, like, halfway through the test, I was getting, like, questions like, you know what I'm saying, who was the first president of the United States? And I was like, shit! I was like, "Man, God damn it, I done fucked this shit up." So, and then that shit, like, 250 a test. And I was like, "Man, shit." I went through the rest of that test. I was like, "Yeah, whatever." Like, because, like, they said, like, your first five questions, you need to be getting some shit like, man... Develop rocket fuel right in your little cubicle. You know what I'm saying? That's how the question you need to be getting by, like, your sixth question.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. I was getting shit like, "Man, turn around in your chair and press enter." I was like, "No." You know, but, you know, that's the way it is, man. But, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. But, yeah, dude. Like, watch out for people that's charming. Watch out for people that's like, extremely, you know, persistent. And asking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew one guy wasn't a con artist and wasn't really panhandling because he was an army vet and he had lost his limb and he was out there on an artificial limb out there begging. And, you know, they do get a disability check from the military, but then sometimes that's just not enough. And that shit fucks with you, man. You lose a limb for nothing. You know, you come back, you're not even treated with respect, especially if you're black and you fought for this country. So every time I see him, I go ahead and give him a couple of dollars when I can. When I have some money to give, I give it to him. Because he's lost something he ain't gonna ever be able to get back. But you just can't tell. That's the thing, man. You just can't tell who really needs it, who really doesn't. And this brings us to the Keaton Jones situation. So if y'all don't know, it's blown up. I saw this over the weekend, but it finally is blown up. Like Monday and Tuesday, it's blown up where this young man is being bullied at school, and the mom recorded it. "Quote unquote," to her, she said that the son, her son, wanted her to record him saying what's going on in school. So pretty much, kids saying he ugly and picking on him and pouring milk on him, and they say he was touching on his clothes, like touching his body or something like that, like in the videos, like touching, like going up my, putting a hand up my shirt. And I was like, I don't know what's up with that. Like, who was that? Was it principal or some kids? You know what I'm saying? On some other shit. But I ain't gonna lie, man. When I saw that before we like dig deeper into it, I felt sorry for the kid. I was just like, man, like, dude, that shit sucks because the motherfucker look like a miniature Hank Hill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he wants the propane accessories. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker, he looked like some out of a, you know,
a cartoon.
You know, yeah, cartoon. Like, you know, like they'll have like the radioactive waste.
Yeah.
And you'll like see something like fall in it and like something come out of it.
Yeah.
He look like something like that. Exactly how he look. But you know, he's a kid, and you know, kids gonna pick on people. I got picked on when I was a child. And I never like thought about, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna come back with AK-47 and, you know, ratata, y'all. Yeah. Ratata. I ain't gonna do y'all like that, or you know what I'm saying, try to find somebody to stab him. I was just like, man, I just got back at him.
Yeah.
And I just never told my parents either. I just like, man, hey, I'm gonna come back at you with fury.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And then you see how you like it, and then that motherfucker just move on to somebody else. But that doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah.
And you know, bullying is wrong. But we get to the point where we get to the part of the con artist is the mother.
Yeah.
So the mother opens up a fucking GoFundMe page asking for a donation because her son's getting bullied. What's the money gonna do? Is the money gonna move him to another neighborhood? Is the money for plastic surgery? Like it was a fucking money grab from the get go, and come to find out, the mom is a huge white supremacist. You go on her Facebook page; she has a whole bunch of Confederate flags all over her page. Talk about I stand for the flag. And talking about, she said something about if you're moping and groping, and you don't want to stand for the flag, you don't want to be part of this country, get out of this country. You know the old white supremacist rhetoric.
Yeah.
That all of them use, saying, I'm not racist. I just want hardworking people in my country. Mm-hmm. That kind of bullshit. And so that's going on. And now people are pretty much taken aback by the child and just kind of just saying, fuck it all together. Because it's funny. I saw something on Twitter today.
Yeah.
Where it said black people to doing a 180 on Keaton Jones, and it showed like a car, like about to go forward, and the motherfucker like spun on one wheel and just turned around, like flopped down, and then started speeding the other way, dude. The shit was funny as shit, man. But yeah, you can't. It's kind of hard. It's kind of like, what do you do? Like, how do you separate the two when the mom is a fucking racist and the kid is going to be a potential racist because of who his parents are.
Yeah.
And he's going to, like, your parents are always your first role models, and you're going to want to be, you know, want to impress them, so you're going to take up their views.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you try, you're going to, you know, inherently take up some of their views, subconsciously. You're going to.
Well, you know, at first I thought, you know, maybe she was raising money to, I don't know, send them to private school or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, after I saw what she was really about, I was like, man, well, forget why she need the money. Like, she shouldn't be getting money at all. Because, you know, just, you know, I guess her views towards other people, you know, man, it's amazing how backwards people are, man. Like, you can, you know, be a white supremacist and actually think with, you know, a clear conscience that if you ask somebody for some money or ask somebody for some sympathy, that you're supposed to get it.
Yeah,
like, that's always, you know, been amazing to me, man. Like, I don't know, like, it's those same people who, you know, will you know, think a certain way towards another race of people, but, you know, with a straight face tell you that they believe in God, or, you know, that they do works of the Lord. Like, you know, stuff like that, man. Like, I don't know, just people are just backwards. People are just crazy, man. Like, it's hard, man. I don't know. It's really, really hard to function sometimes. So you gotta watch those con artists, man. You gotta
wait. That's the one thing about just everybody. That's the one thing that everybody's just like is just going through right now. In the age of, like we said earlier, man, Twitter is like the fast way to get news. Is being the first to get shit out.
Yeah,
it's like it's come to the point now where we don't want to wait. We really don't want to wait on shit anymore and wait for all the news to get out.
Yeah.
We want to just persecute people right then and there and not give them a chance to explain themselves, especially when people commit crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you're trying to find out what's going on with some people, you kind of just take what you see right there at face value and say, you know what, say they're good people, yeah, you know, and just go from there. And you can't do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, the great thing about this, man, at least GoFundMe stopped the funds once they found out she was a white supremacist, because she had gotten up to $55,000.
Jesus.
So GoFundMe stopped the funds from getting to her. And now she's all up in arms saying, what's my views going to do with my kid getting bullied? Like, you fucked up. Why do you think?
Ain't no telling what her kid been going to school doing, too.
Yeah, man. We don't know both sides of the story. Just like when black people are in the news, like, we don't know. He might not be an angel. You know, it's saying about Trayvon Martin, it's saying about all the kids we've lost.
Yeah,
Sandra Bland, all the people that we lost. He wasn't no saint. And they digging up old history, talking about he had a parking ticket or something. He wasn't a saint. Like, dude, like, nah, man, fuck that. But you would think that if you're the mom and you're trying to be a con artist, you would think to take down your social media post.
Yeah.
Before you do this, because people are gonna dig shit up. People don't think further than their nose, dog. Like, for real.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be totally honest with you. She's probably just plain old stupid. She's probably just.
Oh yeah.
No common sense. Just not educated. Stupid.
Yeah, man. So I'm just telling y'all, man. I need to watch this shit out here, man. Just using her kid to come up.
Yeah.
That's fucking low. You should take our own advice, man, and, you know, tie your bootstrapper, man, and get shit done.
Exactly. Get out there and work.
Goddamn work, man. Use your kid.
Follow your own advice.
He probably really didn't want to give you a tape, because if that's me and I'm getting bullied at school, I'm not going to want you to videotape it and put that shit up on the internet so they can use that shit as, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, more ammunition.
Yeah. They'll be like remixing the shit. you know, kids are here dirty now, you know what I'm saying? Remix it, put some Post Malone on that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
You already know there's some talented kids at their school that can do some stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, he probably already did. He probably already seen the shit. Yeah, man. So, you know what I'm saying? We just out here just letting y'all motherfuckers know, man. Just like, watch out for these con artists, man. Watch out for people with ulterior motives, because my red flag came up for me, and this is going to be it for me. The red flag came up to me when they were like, the mom asking for money, I'd be like, okay, there's something behind it.
Yeah.
Because just getting a message out there about bullying is enough. What's the fucking money got to do with it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I ain't got nothing else to it, man. Shit, take us home, ST. All
right, y'all. Like always, we appreciate y'all letting us into your homes and to your jobs and to your earbuds and to your cars. We appreciate y'all showing us love once again for another great week of weekly wisdom. Be sure to hit us up on all our social media. Like and subscribe. We need them subs, man.
We need them subs, baby. We need them subs, man. Like opioid addicts need that. Need it. We need this shit. Help us out. It don't take nothing to hit the subscribe button.
Yeah.
It don't take nothing.
No, it don't. You know, just one little flick of the button. Make sure that you hit us up. Let us know what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows, new topics, you know, things that we can discuss. Also, be on the lookout for things coming down the pipeline.
But the shit's coming.
Yeah. We for real on that. So,
yeah.
Be on the lookout. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And that if there is no light, y'all must become the light. So be the light.
Be the light, people.
Yeah. That's it, man. Yeah, until next week, man. This, you know, we appreciate y'all. We're 71 episodes deep, man.
Let's get it.
I can't believe it, but I'm also, you know, just proud of, you know, our core fan base that we built so far. We appreciate, you know, all the love that y'all give us, man.
Thank you so much.
We're going to be showing you that love back here pretty soon. Man, yeah. Episode number 71. We're going to holler at y'all next week.
Y'all be easy, man.
Yeah!
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.